Wisconsin is one of 17 states with laws that allow courts to hold child sex predators in prison beyond the term of their sentence unless a trained medical professional certifies he or she is unlikely to commit another crime. The catch is, once they're released, it's often impossible to find them a place to live because state laws prohibit them from living unsupervised near children. Neighborhood groups and the Milwaukee District Attorney's Office fought hard to keep Morford under supervision. Assistant DA Rebecca Dallet says the housing issue is the weak link in the law.
I have a concern that if we can't place the individuals on supervised release, that the law will in fact be found unconstitutional.
The dean of the UW-Milwaukee School of Social Welfare says neither the courts nor the legislature are doing what's necessary to provide housing for sex offenders who've served their time. Stan Stojkovich chaired a committee appointed by the governor charged with finding housing for released sex predators in Milwaukee. He says the effort failed because people refused to believe that supervised sex offenders could be effectively managed in their communities.
That fell on deaf ears. Nobody wanted to hear that. It's not only the safety of their children, that's clearly a significant issue in many of their minds, but also that's their property values, their individual biases. It's all sorts of things that come into this equation as to why people hold what I deem to be a very irrational position.
Stojkovich is confident that as more and more sex offenders come up for release and challenge the laws keeping them in prison, the court will eventually strike down or modify the Sexually Violent Persons Act. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.